You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Good evening, Tony. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Doing okay.
We're doing good, Tone, but I got to get your reaction here, Tony, because here's some crazy thing, right? We saw a lot of craziness happen, right, in the conference games, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But it also has had an impact on our standings for the pick'em. Here's why. You were a perfect 2-0 this past weekend, right? Going back to the division round, you had all four of those on a 6-0. You're on a roll, right? Unfortunately, Bob stuck with the Saints last week, which was his Super Bowl pick going back to the beginning of the year. So Bob was 1-1. Right, I'm out of it. So you have a one-game lead with only the Super Bowl left. But had the Rams not won that game, I was rooting so hard for the Saints just because I'm rooting for the Saints over the Rams anyway. But I was rooting so hard because here's what would have happened that I would have loved to have seen played out. Bob would have had a one-game lead going into the Super Bowl, which would have forced you to pick the Rams to win, or the Saints in that case, but would have forced you to go against the Patriots in order to tie Bob. And I wanted to see what you would have done. Would you have stuck with your boys? Or would you say, well, the only chance I got to beat Bob is I got to go with the Saints, so I'm picking the Saints to beat the Patriots. Oh, I wanted to see how that would have played out.
I could never go against my team, man. I would have took the loss. I would have took the loss instead of going against my Patriots.
I think you're right. I think Tony, but Tony's gonna, you're gonna take that Rams victory, aren't you, Tony? You're not gonna, run with it, right?
I got lucky. I really did. You know, I was watching the game and. I mean, I really feel bad for the Rams. I mean, for the Saints players and their fans, because the ref, they really missed a call. But, and I say but with a real capital B, when the Saints had the ball on first and, I mean, they're first and 10, maybe on the 15, 20 yard line. I don't know. I think they're inside the 20. Why throw the ball? The Rams have one timeout left. All you got to do, you got a good kicker. All you got to do is run the ball three times, run the clock down, and they would have never been in that situation from Jump Street. So, but unfortunately, it is what it is. Because, you know, deep down inside, I really wanted to see Breeze and Brady in the Super Bowl. I really wanted to see that.
So Tony, obviously now you've got this one game lead over Bob with only the one game left, and we know you're going to pick the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. So we know that part is now settled. So and I don't want to do our Super Bowl picks this week. We'll do it next week. But I also am curious to see, because I know Bob was, you know, he was going Saints Steelers were your picks, right, Bob? That's where yeah. you started the year off. Those were your Super Bowl picks. But you wrestled with the Steelers versus the Patriots, and I think the revenge of the Jesse James call and the Steelers playing the Patriots during the season probably said, you know, hey, I think the Steelers are going to beat the Patriots, so I'm going to take the Steelers to win, you know, get in and get into the Super Bowl. Now you're in a position of having to say, do I stick with the Patriots, who probably in the back of your mind you're saying they probably win, or you're going to have to end up going with the Patriots to tie Tony. So we'll tease that out for next week to see which side you will end up on.
You know what, Chris? Bob is competitive, so I really think it might not be in his heart to, because I know he likes the Patriots to win, but because he's competitive, he's going to go with the Rams. I'm pretty sure he will.
You know, Tony, I don't know. I'd have to go. The Rams are going to have to give me over the next week a good reason to pick them, buddy, because as soon as that game is over, if you're thinking the Rams are going to beat this Patriots in a position they were, I said, I can't pick against them. I can't pick them. But you know, who knows? If some phantom injury came up and their team bus broke down or something, I might go with the Rams. But I'm scoring. You know, I'll gladly go with you, Tony, just to get that Super Bowl pick right.
All right. Well, we'll find out. Now, you know, it's hard to imagine. You can go either way, Bob, because we know what the Patriots' record is in the Super Bowl, right? This is what, a Super Bowl 11 for them, 5-5. So I mean, you can flip a coin. We know that, you know, it's no done deal that these Patriots are going to win this game. And you know, God knows, I got my Jim Everett Rams shirt on here. I'll wear it again next week because I'm pulling so hard, just like the rest of America, pulling so hard for the Rams to win this game. But Tony, I want to go back to review both of these games with you, because I, you know, a little bit more in depth. And we've talked about, you know, the pass interference, and that's a huge thing, right? But I want to get your thoughts now, because some of the things are happening. Bob and I were just talking about this a moment ago. As I was reading on CBSSports.com, John Breach did an article on there where he talks about how for next year, what he wants to see is the NFL, the rules committee, to come out and take another look, because this was such an egregiously missed call and it had obviously everything on the line. To talk about, hey, you can review any play that they think, you know, they're not saying that, hey, you should give the coaches more, you know, reviews, more times to throw the red flag, you know, make everything reviewable. You want to, you know, waste one of your challenges on, you think it's pass interference and it's not, or whatever, you know, on a procedure call, on a holding, whatever it is, right? You want to throw it? Go ahead and throw it. And we'll review that play. As we know, penalties are subjective. So, you know, the rule is, it's got to be clear evidence that it was or wasn't whatever you think it was. But I don't know your thoughts. Is that crazy to get down to being able to review penalties? Or do you think, since we have the technology, it's about time that we made everything reviewable?
You know, we have the technology, and when it comes down, if that play would have happened in the first quarter of the game, okay, we'll forget about it. But when it happens at the end of the game, so what I think should happen, because if you did do about replayed everything, the game would be drawn out. But what I think should happen, 5 minutes left to go to the game, and it's in the fourth quarter. When you get a, then you can only, then and only then, 5, maybe even 4 minutes left. Because with 4 minutes left, a play, something like that, could change the momentum. It could change the outcome of the game. So with 4 minutes left, then give each team an option to challenge a penalty. Because that penalty kept the Saints from going to the Super Bowl. But if that play was made in the first quarter or the second quarter, or maybe even the third quarter, it probably would have made a difference, because, you know, you got time to get by that. But I believe they should look into it. But if they did it for the whole game, I think the game would drag out a little bit too long, because, you know, these guys are humans. They're going to make mistakes. And now everybody's going to be challenging these penalties. I think it should be done with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
And Bob, Tony wasn't on when we were talking about this at the top of the show, but you know, share your thoughts. What do you think? No good, or should we be doing it?
I think so. Again, Chris, if you wanted to, again, my concern is the quality of the referees right now. If you get it to the point where you have a solid referee crew in there in place, and these guys are trained, and maybe they're full-time employees now, and you know you have some incredibly good guys there, then I could say, okay, you could leave it to a certain amount of challenges and things like that. But at this point, you'd have to give these coaches about 6 challenges in order for them, because of we've seen all year the egregious errors and overturned calls, and this is what's been really making games longer and everything. So again, you got to clean up the league as far as the referees, and then maybe say, okay, we have the best referees on the planet in place now. Now we're going to go with whatever you want to challenge. Guys are still going to hold their flags to the end, but at least these coaches are saying, okay, I have more confidence in these referees now than I've ever had.
Tony, one of the other things that Bob and I were talking about a little bit earlier was Todd Gurley being essentially benched for the majority of the game. He had 2 early drops, one that resulted in an interception. For the game, he only had 4 carries and 1 catch. Do you think the Rams did the right thing by benching him? I mean, to me, that is something that you do during the season. Maybe you do that, if a guy is, fumbling multiple times. But a guy like Todd Gurley, who's an MVP candidate, who's one of the best players in the league, to essentially take him out of that game, well, I thought that was a gutsy call. It certainly, obviously it worked out in their favor, not so much because of the penalty and all that sort of thing. But I thought that was tough to take a guy like Gurley and just put him on the bench for the majority of the game. I don't know. What did you think?
I was very surprised because, Gurley is not your average running back. I mean, he had a couple drops and wasn't playing up to his potential, I believe. But still, he's still Todd Gurley. He scored a touchdown. I don't take Todd Gurley out of the game. I know he just came off an injury. I might have would have went over to him and said, look, are you okay? And if he says I'm okay, I'm going with Todd Gurley because that's Todd Gurley. It worked out for the Rams, but I don't think they had their rushing attack was null and void in the game, the whole game. I don't even know how many yards Anderson had, but I wouldn't have took him out. I was very, very, very surprised when he was benched.
So, Tony, looking ahead to the Super Bowl, when you look at the Rams and the Patriot matchup, what do you think the Rams are going to have to do? Because to me, and certainly Tony Romo was getting a lot of kudos for how well he announced they did, the color that he did, the analysis on the Patriots game, and I'm all kudos to him. I thought he did an outstanding job. I'm with everybody else. Everything that Tony Romo shares is spot on. That guy knows a lot. And if I were teams around the league, I'd be looking at him saying, oh, we need that guy as our defensive coordinator because that guy knows everything that's going on before the ball gets snapped. But when you look at what the Rams are going to have to do, to me, I think there are two things about the Patriots that I even saw. Look, when you put Gronk out wide and you're going to try to single cover him with Eric Berry, which is what the Chiefs were doing, that didn't work and it never works. Because he's too big and strong, and all you have to do is throw it up. And when he's out wide on single coverage, that's where Brady's going to go with the ball, and that's what he did. And if you're going to double him, you got Edelman, and Edelman, for crying out loud, I mean, how many drag routes and little, across the middle routes is he running wide open by himself? Or when they stack the guys over up, if he stacked two or three, in a bunch formation on the right side or the left side, they're going to throw the ball to Edelman on a little out route. If it's third down and three or four, they're going to throw it to him, on a wide receiver screen. And boy, that play seems to, both of those plays work every single time. But if you're the Rams, what are you doing? What are the keys to the game? What do the Rams have to do? Is it just simply stopping those two? What do you think needs to happen for them? And what are their keys to success?
If you watched the Kansas City game, I know you did. I don't think the Chiefs had not one sack the whole entire game. That's
right.
I look at this game, and when it was 14-0, and it should have been 21-0, the game really should have been over then. Brady made a big, huge mistake on the 2-yard line and threw the interception. Big, big mistake. You give Kansas City life. But if the Rams don't get the Brady, if they don't get him out of that pocket, there's no way that the Rams will beat them. The only way that the Rams will stay close in this game is if they get to Brady. They got to put pressure on Brady. They have, in order to win the game, I'll put it this way, in order for the Rams to win the game, they got to have at least four sacks. At least four. They don't get four sacks in this game, they will not win the game. Got to get four sacks, at least four. And it's hard to get four sacks on Brady. The offensive line is healthy right now. He's getting rid of the ball in 2-point-whatever seconds. And it's tough. But if they don't get to Brady, it's going to be a long day for the Rams. I see that. But, they have the defense to get to him. I mean, they probably got the two best defensive tackles in the league right now. And they got some young guys coming off the corner. They have the tools to get to him. But, again, Kansas City was the number one sack team in the NFL, and they didn't get to him not one time. So you got to give kudos to who was also my coach when I played there, Dante Scarnecchia. When I played for the Patriots back in the 80s, Dante was there with me for about 4 or 5 years, And Dante was a special teams coach. And now he's an offensive lineman coach and probably one of the best offensive lineman coach, that's in the league right now. And, he's doing a great job with those guys. And not one of those guys on the offensive line is in the Pro Bowl. Not one. And so, but the scheme that they have and the protection that they're giving Brady is just unreal, for a team that's a number one, sack team in the whole NFL. And they don't get not one sack. And the one time they got to Brady, it was, it was called roughing the passer.
Yeah. They touched Brady. Got to throw a flag on that. Someone touched Tom Brady.
They should have known that you can't touch Brady.
No.
That's
but yeah, man,
ridiculous.
They have to get at least four sacks in this game to in order for them to win the game. And they still might win it. Still might not win it with four sacks. So. The great thing about the Patriots right now is that they're healthy. And when you got a healthy Belichick team, you got problems.
Well, remember the stat that we threw out there last week. Patriots, when they have a 100-yard rusher going back to 2000, when they have a 100-yard rusher going into the game, they were 59-1. Sony Michel had over 100 yards. Now they're 60-1. So I think that's the key to their game. Rush for 100 yards. That's going to open up the passing game. And you're right, Tony. The way to beat the Patriots is you have to sack Brady. You have to get to him early. If you can get to him early once or twice, now you're making him nervous. And then you can win. I agree with you. That is the key to the game. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners again about the great thing you do to help kids get off to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We're going on our 11th year with the tournament coming up this year. So we're really excited about that. Just go to our website and do whatever you can. Help kids go off to college.
You're the best, my friend. We look forward to the official Super Bowl picks from you and Bob. And you guys both need to consider going the other way. So we'll see how it works out. But, Tony, you're the best. We'll catch up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family, my friend.
Take it easy, Tony.
Have a great one, guys.
All right.
See you, Tony. That's the great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Eddie Metter, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Eddie on the other side of this real quick station break.